there is another topic we're also going to look at today. This report came out this week saying that, in actual fact, immigration is a real boost to the British economy, and that over the last 15 years or so, the amount of money that's been put in, more than there's been taken out by immigrants, is about £25 billion more in tax than they receive in benefits.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, there was a flood of immigration stories. There's a story which I think your ears might have pricked up about just as much as mine, Ken, of recruitment agencies going out to Romania trying to induce people to come and work in the UK when they're free to do so. They're seeing all those Romanian quasi-vagrants wandering around Marble Arch. You'd think they were able to come in perfectly freely now. But that raises a question that you should care about almost more than me, and that is the purpose of bringing in these Romanians to actually reduce the level of wages in this country? And why, when we've got 2.5 million unemployed, are those jobs not going to British people? Is it because, as I sometimes suspect, that people on the dole are voluntarily unemployed rather than need to be? And the other point is, did you see that revelation that we are on course over the next 25 years to have a population of between 70 and 75 million? And is that sustainable?
Yeah, well, also, it's not going to happen, because I recall if all you do with a forecasting is take the existing line of prediction and put it on forward. I remember in 1964, because the birth rate was so high, I think people were saying we'd have 80 million people in the UK by 1980 or something. And then, of course, completely unexpected, it fell. And what you notice here, yes, the first generation of immigrants tend to have quite a few children. Their kids growing up adopt the English pattern, now one or two kids, and it falls quite dramatically. So, I mean, it makes a good alarming headline. But, I mean, also...
there's no doubt about it that, you know, the population of the UK did increase by 4 million under Labour because of immigration. You know, I mean, I don't think one can just say, well, it isn't going to happen. And there comes a moment when even... Look, I spend most of my life with people who are not born in the UK. My business is concerned with people who are not born in the UK but want to trade with the UK. But I do have to say, at a certain point, how sustainable is it that, in fact, large parts of the UK no longer seem particularly British? I don't know.
Well, yeah, but what is the most successful city in the whole of Western Europe... By a mile, London. It's London. The most open. The Economist this week's got a huge lot. I mean, it's the predominant thing in this week's Economist is saying, if we become little Englanders, we're going to wither away. Well, you need to stay open.
I agree completely. I guess my line, and we can move on, is that one would love to have, I don't know, the wealth-creating immigrants, the people who are actually doing stuff, without some of those that come in. And there was another report not long ago that said, indeed, from the government's own sort of watchdog on this matter, that a number of people are being allowed to settle here who have no realistic prospect of ever getting work.
Well, we'd like to hear from you on that. You've heard from him and me. The number to call, 0845 606 0973. You can text on 84850, tweet at LBC973, or email kenanddavid@lbc.co.uk. What do you think are the benefits or disbenefits of immigration to Britain? And someone who can point us in a statistically based direction joins us now, the professor at the Centre for Research and Analysis of Migration at UCL, Christian Dustman. Hello, Christian.
Yes, good morning.
Right, you listen to our knocking this about. What would you say objectively is the truth in all these counterclaims that we're getting?
Well, I think there are many truths, and I think that is the problem of talking about migration. It is certainly true that the population in the UK has increased over the last decade and a half, and much of that increase has been due to immigration. However, it's not necessarily a bad problem to have. If we look at continental European countries, such as Germany, where the population is severely shrinking and where the economy as well as the welfare system is at the moment and will even more so in the future suffer from a shrinking population.
Growing older.
The UK from not just from a population which grows older, but also from a population which will shrink and therefore creates problems in terms of finding enough workers as well as people who pay into the benefit system, then the problem of an increasing population may actually not be so bad.
I mean, there were these predictions that the collapse in the birth rate of Japan I mean, there wouldn't be any Japanese left in about 1,000 years' time. And managing an economy down, they seem to have been locked into something like the sort of recession we've been in for the best part of about 20 years. And no one's rushing to Japan to take part in their vibrant economy.
And your study also shows, I think, quite interesting. I mean, a lot of it's very interesting. One I picked out on is marked differences in the levels of education. That in 2011, 32% of recent European Union immigrants and 43% of non-European Union immigrants had university degrees, compared with 21% of the British adult population, suggesting that the people who are coming here are overwhelmingly people who want to make a contribution to the British economy and are capable of doing so.
Yes, I mean, that is very true. I think one very particular feature about immigration to this country is that immigrants are extremely well educated. If we compare immigration to the UK with immigration to continental European countries, but also to the US, immigrants to the UK are far better educated than immigrants to any of those countries in continental Europe. And that, of course, is a huge benefit. The better educated people are, the easier they are integratable into society, but also the higher the contribution they are potentially making in the labor market. So we are in a good position if it comes to the type of immigrants we are able to attract to this country. Mm.
And also, you know, one of the points, Ken, you know, as the next mayor of London, me, I was a London Member of Parliament for 20 years, and you must experience this, being at UCL, but probably I would imagine being having been born, say, in Germany, I guess, from your accent, would that be right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, one of the great benefits of London is that London is, well, I sometimes describe London as the world's second home. People feel at home in London. No one feels that they can't relate to the kind of experiences they have in London, even if not all the experiences are positive ones. That is a great advantage to the UK, particularly when, and Ken keeps making this point, you know, compared to your homeland, we have lost our ability to manufacture a whole lot of things that we used to do. So offering the kind of range of services that London does as an international place which welcomes people from overseas, that's really one of the last big things we've got going for us, isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure it's one of the last big things, but it's definitely a big thing. As Ken pointed out, London is a great city. It is an economically extremely successful city, and that is, I would think, to a large part due to London's ability to attract the best talent from around the world. Now, the future will look very much like that. In globalized economies, such as those of Western Europe, including, of course, the UK, it will be increasingly important to be able to attract talent into the manufacturing and service industries, which is, in the short run at least, not available in the local economy. The US has been very good in that. Australia has been very good in that. And the UK is very good in that. So we are clearly in a strong position if it comes to attract the best into our economy from around the world, the best talent from around the world into the UK economy.
Christian, isn't the real problem here that, I mean, the whole government's forever going on about the need to cut immigration, and they're cutting Chinese students who pay £30,000 to come here and study.
But apparently they're reversing that.
Yeah, good. I mean, just this causes a lot of damage and harm. But they have no control over immigration from the European Union. And therefore, I mean, it's ridiculous to have a policy in which you're focusing on the most dynamic people coming, frankly, and can't do anything about
because
people.
Because there's no doubt, if people are educated in the UK, it makes a difference. I'm having dinner tomorrow night with a friend of mine from Malaysia who's educated in the UK. He has a house here. He is a very powerful guy commercially, and he loves living in the UK. I mean, thank goodness.
I mean,
Christian, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
But Christian,
yes,
isn't it time?
That is a very good point. So migration policy, I think, I believe it is very important that countries manage migration. The UK is the first country in Europe which already under the Labour government started to implement a structured migration policy. The problem is at the moment that we have a net migration target. A net migration target means we are targeting the difference between out-migration and in migration. So that target can vary, not because more or less people come to this country, but because more or less people leave this country. So this is, in my view, not necessarily a very meaningful target. And in fact, the UK, among countries which govern and manage migration, is the only country which has a net migration target.
Christian, can I say, I'm really sorry we have to go on, but I suspect this is an issue that we will return to. And thank you very much for shedding, a lot of people shed heat on the subject of immigration. You've shed some light, and we'd love to have you back. Thanks very much indeed. That was Professor Christian Dusman, the author of a report from the Centre for Research and Analysis of Migration at University College London.